from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Gas prices in New Jersey are spiking, and how they go depends a lot on the track Hurricane Beryl takes. Gas Buddy Petroleum Analyst Patrick DeHaan says Beryl or other hurricanes is creating some anxiety in the oil market.
It's not impossible. If we get a perfect storm, a major hurricane that knocks out refineries or threatens refineries, that we could see prices very quickly jumping 25 to 50 cents a gallon. Probably the odds of that are fairly remote.
DeHaan says no matter how high prices go, they'll likely head down again in September because they tend to do that. Demand starts to decrease and prices moderate after we switch back to cheaper winter gasoline. A 31-year-old state police trooper is accused of trying to pay for a sex act involving a young female teen.
Shane Dempsey of Brick faces charges that include attempted sexual assault, attempted luring, and attempted endangering the welfare of a child. An undercover detective in Monmouth County was monitoring the social media app Whisper when they were contacted by Dempsey. Prosecutors say the trooper believed the detective was a 14-year-old girl when he tried to solicit sexually explicit images and also offered to pay money in exchange for a sex act. Dempsey has been a state trooper for 7 years. He's suspended without pay. Vote New Jersey 101.5 News.
And summertime in New Jersey is all about hitting the shore, lakes, and rivers. But before you take a dip, water education can't be overlooked. American Red Cross New Jersey Region's Diane Concannon says if you enter a river or lake, keep these things in mind.
You want to make sure that you're entering the water feet first. Find out how deep the water is, what could be underneath, what types of conditions are present.
Data says half the U.S. adults haven't had any formal swimming instruction. For more water risks and safety advice from American Red Cross, head to nj1015.com. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And how's the holiday weather shaping up? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Some more humid weather arriving just in time for the holiday weekend. It'll be warmer tonight than recent nights under a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. Very warm on Independence Day tomorrow. We'll turn more humid with clouds and sunshine. There will be a shower or thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and evening. High temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s. Warm and sticky later tomorrow night. Maybe a stray shower. Lows in the low to mid 70s. And a very warm, humid Friday on the way as well. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 77 degrees in Andover, 78 degrees in Monroe, 78 degrees Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Brock Farms. Their 4th of July customer appreciation sales going on now through July 7th at both locations, Route 9 North and Freehold, Route 34 in Colts Neck. Get 25% off all regular priced evergreen shrubs and trees. Some exclusions may apply. And by B&B Siding and Roofing, considering a makeover for your home's exterior. When it comes to superior customer communication and quality work, trust B&B Siding and Roofing. With over 30 years of experience, they've transformed over 5,000 homes in New Jersey. Go to bbsiding.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.